So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
Well, happy birthday, Dave. Here we are on episode 51 of the Toy Isle Podcast. It is our 1 year anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to make sure that I was trying to be as celebratory as possible. I went and found this nice 1 year anniversary at Fitness 1440 in Gallatin, Tennessee. It's not a podcast shirt, but we're still celebrating that way. So Dave, I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm so happy to be here with our guests. And this is a special show. And I hope I don't tear up or anything as we talk about it and get emotional. But we got some good stuff on the docket today, man.
Yeah, man. Happy anniversary, dude. One year, man. It's you know, sometimes it seems like it's gone by quick and then it's dragged out or whatnot. But yeah, dude, we did it. And I think that's a huge kind of feather in our cap, man, for just, sticking it out. I can say it's been, such a fun thing to do, especially during the pandemic and stuff like that. I mean, this was a product of the pandemic. I mean, I will kind of get into it, like the origin story of it, but it definitely was something that I wanted to do pre-pandemic. And then the pandemic finally just, kicked my ass and was like, all right, let's just, roll this puppy out. But yeah, man, this is it. Episode 51, 1 year anniversary. Please, if you guys are just tuning in for the first time, make sure you're subscribing, liking all that kind of normal jazz there. And we appreciate everyone that is, listening and watching this. So let's get into it, man. So pickups, did you get anything?
Of course, Dave. And as you know, I'm a degenerate. And so sometimes I feel the pressure that, oh God, I got to go get something, to be able to show. But I'm going to be truthful with you right now is that real world has been a bear and jobs have been really, really busy. And I have had things kind of backlogged, ashamedly, and I'm going to show you those. And I haven't had a chance to even open up some of these, but I said, you know what? I got a few minutes before I get on the podcast here, Dave. I want to go ahead and open up something so I can show our friends. And do you want me to go ahead and jump right into it? Did you have anything you'd like to show yourself?
Let's do it. Yeah.
So as you know, I'm a huge 3-0 fan. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. And so finally we were able to get
3-0 straight fan this year.
What's that?
I said 3-0 fan as of this year.
Absolutely, yes. As of this year, I became a diehard 3-0 fan. But I have to say that when I went all in on Game of Thrones, I did not expect them to continually release things and up their quality. That being said, fresh off the truck yesterday, we have Tormund Giantsbane, one of the wildlings. How about this? And this is one of the coolest head sculpts. And this is a man of a figure here. And as I've said, the tailoring on this 3-0 stuff is incredible. You get all these lovely, lovely like fur and such. I mean, look at that head sculpt. I mean, that's pretty sick. Not bad. Not bad. So that's awesome. He's looking for the big woman, if you remember that at all. He comes with a bunch of different weapons. I mean, look at that. I mean, this stuff's sick. I mean, very, very well done. So excited to put him in the Game of Thrones cab. But I think the biggest disappointment for me is that I'm a huge, Hot Toys Star Wars fan. I have had these clones sitting here for like a week and a half, and I haven't had a chance to even take the bubble wrap off them. Isn't that a shame? That's a shame.
Those are the ones that you got like hot off the press from, was that Pop Collectibles, right?
Of course, yes. Pop Collectibles hooked us up and just got them straight from Hong Kong. And I've had these over a week, and I've had them just sitting on my mantle. And every time I was like, okay, I'm going to open them up. But then I start realizing, oh, I got to figure out where to put the accessories. Where am I going to put it in the display? And then before you know it, I'm out of time, and I'm on to the next thing. So hopefully we'll be able to put these in the display real, real soon. But those are my nice little pickups, and glad I could actually show you something today.
Those, did you get two of those troopers, right?
I did. I got two of the deluxes. As you know, it comes with all, and I wish I could show you a little bit better, but it comes with the phase 1, the phase 2, as well as the Ahsoka 332nd clone trooper helmet. So you have a myriad of display options that you can put in there. So I'm excited about that. I think I'm going to do one of the normal 501st phase two, put that with dark side Anakin, you know, that way we can kind of recreate the temple scene. And then I'll put one in the orange helmet in anticipation for when Ahsoka does show up, or Rex for that matter.
Yeah, I need to get on Sideshow because I don't even think that I have like an ETA of when mine's supposed to arrive. I mean, it's probably not going to be until, I don't know, October or something, I think.
I think that is the ETA is around October, November.
Yeah. Well, sick, man. Yeah, you know Kevin's busy at work if he has been sitting on hot toys.
I mean, look at my fucking bags under my eyes. Look at this. I'm not getting any sleep. The dog's keeping me up. Work's killing me. I look terrible, but we're pushing through, man.
Get some cucumbers on those bad boys.
I actually should. And speaking of cucumbers, let's talk about pickled cucumbers. My wife loves pickles, and she's been on this pickle kick recently, and I can't stand pickles. I don't know if you like pickles at all, but I think they're absolutely nasty. We're actually having a party at the end of August at our house, and she's trying to make a pickle bar and have all these different types of pickles. I think that's absolutely filthy. Where do you come out on pickles? I know you don't like mustard, but where do you come out on pickles?
I'm not a pickle guy.
Good. Thank you.
Not a pickle guy at all.
Yeah, it's just too sour. It's nasty. So good. Glad to know that.
I'm down with like the concept of pickling. Like I can't even think of like pickled peppers and shit like that. Like I'll mess with that, but I don't know, something about just like a just generic pickle, like it makes me like gag almost. Like
I'll never forget, like whenever I was a kid and grandma would pick me up from school and she's like, you want to go to McDonald's? Hell yeah. And so I go there, I was like, give me two cheeseburgers, only ketchup and mustard. And I swear there's nothing like a bigger punch in the balls when you get one of those sandwiches and you bite into it unsuspectingly and they got your order wrong and you either taste the onion or the pickle. It's the worst.
The worst. And then I totally relate to that. And then I'd be like a snotty.
It's a betrayal. It's a betrayal.
And then like, mom, you got to go back. Like, I don't care if we're already home. Like, your mom, please go back.
Yes.
And then, like, no, like just wipe it off. And then I would be like, well, I'm not eating it. And then I just go to bed hungry.
We're the same person. I would make my mom, if she wouldn't take me back, I would make my mom take a fry and get it off because I was like, get off the onions, get off the pickles. I don't want any of the juice on it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm still 5 years old. I still do that. I make Amy go and pick off all my stuff.
Yeah, dude. Like, even if I go to McDonald's, like, we're a McDonald's podcast now, by the way. But even if, like, you know, I just get double cheeseburger plain. I mean, it's rare that I eat McDonald's, but when I do, it's plain. And if there's anything else on it, I'm just like, oh, well, I'm throwing it away. And, like, I'm going to go eat somewhere else now. Like, I won't. I'm, like, that stubborn about it.
Dude, I am the same way. This is the last thing we'll say about the food. Then we're going to actually move on to talk about plastic. But it all started with Taco Bell, because Taco Bell is cheap enough to where if they do get your order wrong, you can pitch it. And I think that's what started me down the bad road of because I don't do lettuce either. So if I got lettuce on my tacos, done, out of there. So on to the next thing.
All right. Well, we got our food the next 2021 at our food quota. So we won't do that again. All right. So I got to pick up. And I just realized this today. So I picked this up on Sunday. It's been on my Predator list. I've been looking for this ever since it came out. And I think you're going to get it too. And I got it on Sunday, which is, didn't even realize it, day one of motherfucking Shark Week.
Hell yes. I saw that. I saw a picture that someone did of this. That's incredible. That is such a great figure.
I got our boy Quint. So yeah, dude, this is awesome. I had the reaction figure. There's only like a couple. I've seen a couple different kind of figures of Quint. There's the reaction figure. There's now this NECA figure. I think there's some like kind of dolls, kind of that aren't even really toys. Like they're old. I had the reaction figure. I ended up selling it just when I was just like on this. You know, I was like selling everything that didn't make sense in my collection at the time. And I was like, well, as much as I love Quint, I mean, he's going for like $100 for a reaction figure that I paid, you know, $10 for a long time ago. So I just, you know, I sold it. But yeah, this is great. This is definitely kind of the figure that I want for a representation of Quint. I was actually talking just via Instagram with Jake over at Yes Have Some Podcast, and he was saying he thinks that there's going to be an ultimate Quint, which would come out through NECA, and that would be sick, you know, like having a nice.
I would be all over that. Yeah, man.
Yep. So
quit playing with yourself, Hoopa.
I mean, it's great. I just thought it was pretty like ironic that I picked it up on day one of Shark Week. So got that. And then I got suckered by the Instagram like sponsored ads.
Is it a crumble cookie?
No. All right, back to the drilling rig. Got me turning oil in the plus. Oh my god. Thanks, J.Ru. Okay, so I got, yeah, like I said, got finagled by Instagram's goddamn algorithm. And it was a Mondo Toys sponsored ad, not Mondo Toys, but Mondo.
Of a bitch.
Yeah. And dude, you know how I'm on this like tiki kick, right? I got a fucking legit.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Tiki mug.
That's a mug?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, that's a deep
one. It's a Kevin-sized fucking drinking machine. I mean, you can put probably 40 ounces in this battery.
I was gonna say 32 at least.
This thing's sick. Yeah. So it's just a cool kind of display. I'm kind of sprucing up the bar a little bit and just putting a little, you know, cool shit like that in there. But yeah, I mean, that's it for pickups. We had to keep the streak going. Had to happen, you know.
Yes, and I got some things. I'm a little worried. I'm not going to lie. There's one thing coming that did officially make it stateside. That's cool. But there's something I ordered like 3 or 4 weeks ago that still has not made it. And I'm starting to panic a little bit. And I contacted them. I was like, hey, are we still good? And they're like, yes, everything's fine. So I've not seen that yet. So if this other piece gets here before that one either, I'm going to have to panic a little bit. So TBD on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll make sure to get a fire alarm sound effect on the soundboard here. I mean, and we're back, baby. So, well, yeah. Fingers crossed that all works out, man. Next week, then, you think?
I definitely will have the one next week, just because it's already stateside. It usually takes 2 days once it gets through customs to make it here. But it's been 3.5 weeks since this one left Hong Kong, and I'm like, where is it at? So this is one I don't want to have just lost in the mail, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, well, like I said, fingers crossed, man. I hope it works out, and I'm excited to see what it is. All right, so let's get in some quick news. This episode's not going to be a whole, you know, our kind of normal episode. We're pretty much just going to talk about, you know, our kind of 1 year anniversary stuff, and it's going to be a shorter episode. We're going to save the toy news for next week, but there was some stuff that happened that we wanted to talk about now. And specifically me, I'm so excited about this. Super 7 just dropped a G.I. Joe teaser, and we've been talking about this for God knows how long. I mean, ever since they started doing, since Super 7 just got kind of the license to do t-shirts, pint glassware, I've always said that they seem to have kind of a cadence for when they do, you know, get a license under, you know, their umbrella. They kind of start with the clothing, the glassware, and then they move into the reaction figures. And then sooner or later, the ultimate. And the fact that Hasbro has just been kind of opening the partnership with, you know, their kind of, you know, own licenses to folks like Super 7. I mean, we've gotten the Power Rangers, the Transformers. Of course, it's just a matter of time before we got the Joe. And we got the first teaser, Timber, Snake Eyes' Wolf. And I mean, they said July, what was it? I think July 15th is when the official reveal is going to happen by Super 7. But dude, it's just exciting stuff, man. And I'm very glad that I didn't buy the Mezco Roblox, because we talked about that. I was like, dude,
yes,
I can't.
Yes, absolutely.
Fucking four different, you know, iterations of G.I. Joe's in my collection, you know, Mezco, Hasbro Super 7 and then just old school Hasbro G.I. Joe. So Mezco is not making the cut. And depending on how these look, so the rumor is that these are going to be cartoon style.
Oh, really? Because I know the Timber teaser looked very cartoony, not like the classified version.
So if that's the case, I feel like I can continue classified and I can you know, go ahead full bore with the Super 7. If it's not cartoon, I'm definitely going to have to make a decision. And I gotta see what they look like. But it would have to be something really crazy for me to be like, okay, I'm selling my classified collection kind of thing. But I really hope that it's a cartoon kind of inspired. I mean, it's really exciting. And I think this is kind of like what they're, you know, getting at, where like, this is going to break the internet, you know? So people will probably be going crazy come Thursday. So I can't wait, dude.
Yeah, we should have a lot to talk about next week once we kind of get back to all the toy news, because I know there's a Marvel Fan Legend event. We'll obviously have the Joe news. I'm sure there'll be Star Wars related things. So we should have a packed show even next week, but we'll save all that for then, and we'll just keep it more sentimental today.
Yep. And then speaking of Joe, and then we'll move out of this kind of Jedi Council that we're doing here, is you know, that Target finally did that restock. You know, it's so weird how this all happened. I thought this was all going to happen in the Yojo June thing. It kind of felt like we didn't even cover it last week. They had a small thing on Target's like splash page. You know, they're going to reveal something every day or whatnot. And then it dropped on Wednesday morning, and it was an absolute shit show. It was re-released all of the Cobra Island except Baroness and the Cobra Viper, but they had them up. And for the first hour, maybe even like 2 hours, you couldn't add anything in your cart. It was just like error. And
if you follow Chaz the Guru, the memes for that day were absolutely fire, by the way.
Yeah. He was working overtime on both those 2 days, on Wednesday and Thursday, because then once they finally got their kind of shit figured out, they were up for a while. Like everyone that really wanted Beachhead got Beachhead, and the Cobra Troopers, the Cobra Island Cobra Troopers that were going for $100 and something, like, people were able to get them, no problem. And then the G.I. Joe official Instagram announced, like, hey, there is an issue. Baroness and the Viper will be available the next day. And then, sure enough, I go in there 9 a.m., same error to cart, but I just kind of kept at it. And then I was able to get Baroness. And I, you know, my thoughts on that bike.
Persistency is key.
Yeah, persistency is key. But like, I kind of did feel like a sucker buying the bike, because they're gonna single pack her. She's gonna get a single pack release. Like, I mean, just knowing Hasbro, they have to do that. But like, I also didn't want to take the risk if they didn't. And
right, and you didn't obviously pay, you know, triple retail for it either.
Yeah, so like $40, whatever. I got her for $20, and then the bike for $20. So whatever. But yeah, I'm all caught up. There's not a single, you know, classified figure I do not have.
Congratulations,
now.
Man. Well done.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it was never really something that like I was like, oh, I'm trying to be a completist for the classified line. But I mean, it is.
It kind of worked itself out, though.
Yeah, that's nice. But all right, well, let's kind of move into our 1 year
festive year.
So, I mean, yeah, let's talk about kind of the origin of the fucking Toy Isle podcast, man. So
yeah, man,
this started a little over a year ago, obviously. I mean, there was some prep work. I think we kind of
slid into your DMs.
Yeah, we worked on this for probably a month before our first episode. But, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, it was just something that, you know, is actually my buddy. He might still be in here. Amateur Hour Comics. Him and I originally talked about it, and he's kind of primarily a comics guy. So the idea was like, okay, I'll cover the toys. He covers the comics. And then I was like, you know, I wanted to get more like toy centric, you know, because I just don't read that much, as much comics as I'd like to. I don't have time. And I don't know, man, like I would much rather, like, I don't know, watch TV or, you know, watch Disney Plus or something like that. But
of course,
so kind of pivoted away from that. And I just threw a Hail Mary out on Instagram. And I was like, hey, like, who wants to do a podcast, you know? And hey, Jason. Yeah, here's one of our was Jason our first guest?
He was one of the early ones. Yeah, because we were still trying to figure it out. And we'll talk about that as we kind of reminisce, you know, through the ups and downs. And we're like, hey, Jason, you want to get on here and talk about some things and then sit on here the entire time and just kind of do it with us? And he was a good trooper. I think he sat on there for 2 hours. So we do appreciate you, Jason. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. That was awesome. Definitely a learning lesson for how to handle guests. So, Jason, you know, was a good sport, and it was fun to chat with him. But yeah, so I mean, back to that, like you and I, we just kind of talked. We followed each other on Instagram, and you know, I was like, hey, you know, would you want to, you know, talk toys? And I kind of was looking at you like, all right, you're primarily a six scale guy. So I was like, well, that would be a good kind of, you know, variety, you know, at the time, you know, Phil was pretty much like me in the sense, you know, he was actually collecting, you know, Black Series Juniors as the Yes Have Some team calls.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the 3 3/4 figures and 6-inch. And then I was primarily just a 6-inch and a bunch of other kind of, you know, Mezco stuff. And then you were the kind of six scale guy. So, you know, we just had a really good, you know, variety and perspectives and kind of just went from there.
Yeah, I remember you said, or the whole idea of, hey, if you're interested in a podcast, let's go ahead and, you know, send me a message, see if you're interested. And I was like, ooh, I hope he picks me. I hope he picks me. Because, you know, I enjoy, kind of like what Jason said a minute ago, if we're going to talk toys, let's talk toys. I've lived for this stuff. I mean, this is my escape. This is my getaway. And I said, okay, let's kind of see how this is. I'll never forget taking the call. He's like, hey, give me a call on this number here. And I took the call on my back porch, and I was like kind of walking around. I was like, I've never talked to this dude before in my life. But even then, I felt like we had, you know, good rapport, and it was easy to talk to. And, you know, I consider you a good friend, you know, even since, you know, we've, you know, first made this connection and such. And it's interesting to see not only how the podcast has grown, but also how we have grown, you know, in this, just the way that our collecting habits. And I know you said that you kind of, I started with dabbling in the six scale world, but that wasn't the way it always was. When you first kind of said, hey, what do you want to talk about? What do you collect? You know, I still had some of my NECA turtles. I still had some of my, you know, vintage collection. You know, I was running the gamut as well. So it's funny to kind of see how the collection evolves, you know, even just in a short year period of time.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride, dude. It's crazy to think that it's been a year as well. So yeah, that's kind of how it started, you know. And then we did the same thing with Phil. And then, you know, up until, I don't know, a couple months ago, you just kind of went our separate ways with that. You know, we're still good friends with Phil and wish him well. I mean, Old Republic's collectibles is all over Instagram.
Yeah.
He's doing really well. And, I'm happy for him too. And, yeah. And then, so, I mean, we kind of just recently started getting into streaming. That was kind of a, you know, another kind of game changer for us going into,
yeah,
you know, we're using StreamYard and, you know, I'm new to the whole YouTube thing. I know you've been doing YouTube for like 3 or 4 years now, probably, right?
Yeah. I've been doing it for a while, but I wasn't consistent with it. And it wasn't until this turn of this year, kind of back in, you know, November, December of, you know, 2020, I said, okay, I really want to try to build an audience with this. And I really enjoy kind of, let's toot my own horn. I like trying to want to be a celebrity. I want people to like me. I want people to be like, oh, it's Kevin. Yeah. I like trying to be a big personality. So yeah, I kind of dabbled in that, but I'm even just said yesterday, up until the end of this year, I'm trying to make sure to put out, you know, a consistent video every Monday. So make sure, if you've not done so already, go to the Kiko Collects. You can see it right there, my YouTube channel, and check that out, and subscribe if you've not done so already. We're trying to get 2,021 subscribers. That's my own little personal goal for that. But yeah, man, this has been awesome. And I think one of my favorite things is, because we went into this new StreamYard and new streaming capabilities, you know, we were recording it originally on Zoom and we were seeing each other, and we'd be like, you know, why don't we just kind of do this live? And we started dabbling with it, with Instagram Live, and trying to figure out how that was going to work. And that was kind of fun. That was fun. But then you're like, hey, let's do this for real. Let's Twitch. Let's YouTube it. Let's put this on StreamYard. And we went with it. And I think, just as we have consistency with our pickups, we always have consistency with our technical issues as well. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about.
Yeah, and I think the benefits of streaming definitely outweigh, you know, the technical issues or whatnot. Cause I think, I mean, me as kind of, you know, a consumer, a viewer, you know, when I'm, you know, watching other podcasts that also stream, it's just nice to see the stuff that they're talking about. Obviously don't
get that. And you can tell this isn't scripted as well. You know, we're not taking multiple takes. You know, back in the old days, you know, when we were doing episodes, you know, 1 through 25 or so, we'd be like, oh, hold on, let's rewind there. What'd you say? Let's stop here. It's been awesome to kind of see like how we've grown just as, you know, hosts of this show or communicators of this show. This has just been an absolute blast, man.
Yeah. And so streaming has definitely been something, you know, we're producer Matt's been helping us out with the overlays and the transition. So that's just been a lot of fun. And another big kind of, you know, milestone for Toy Isle Podcast was getting our logo made. I mean,
that thing sweet? That thing is beautiful.
So cool. That's done by Brandon, who's he's at Baducci Studios in Australia. And he kind of got on my radar because, I mean, he does a lot of amazing Ghostbuster type work. He just did an actual Ghostbuster, licensed t-shirt, which, you know, I was like panicking to buy the t-shirt, and I bought a youth XL.
Oh, so, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, I got it, and I'm like, oh, well, this...
it's going to look great in a shadow box on the wall.
Yeah, this is going to go up to like my belly button, you know? So I was like, here you go, Connor, you know, you can fit into this when you're like 13, you know, but yeah, he just does a lot of, you know, great kind of cartoon style work, obviously. And I felt like he was going to be a right fit for doing our logo. It was a lot of fun kind of, you know, collaborating with him on what we wanted into the design. You know, Kevin, you had a couple like must have things, and I did. And then we just kind of told Brandon, like, here, you know, here's kind of what we wanted. And he, you know, ran with it. You know, he played off of the toy aisle, obviously. And
yeah, there's so many subtle little Easter eggs. I was going to say, there's so many subtle little Easter eggs. And we'll actually post it on the gram tomorrow. Just kind of thanking. Let's do that. We'll make sure to thank him again for that logo. And we'll do it up. And we'll see if you guys can find how many Easter eggs we have in that logo. Because there's a lot of cool stuff on there. I think, was it just you, honestly? Like, I think you're like, gee, I was high or something. But I just realized, you know, they're slicing the toy logo. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't catch that he was slicing the toy letter until like, I don't know, like a month after it was on.
I must have been high, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And one thing I will say, because you can't even really see it, but Yoda, babe, Jesus Christ, Yoda, a Grogu is holding a key, and it's the 237 shining key. So that was like,
see, that's beautiful. That's so well done. And if you can't tell, that is a little Toys R Us shopping cart. I think like right when we were coming down to the end of it, we were trying to get our final design. We were trying to throw the last minute things. They're like, can we somehow put somebody a red Target shirt, you know, to try to have a little fun with that? We're like, we're past the deadline. Let's just go with this. And it turned out beautiful, man.
It did. Yeah. I'm really happy with that. Yeah. So that's basically, you know, our kind of, you know, a hit history of the show. And, you know, Let's just do a quick talk about kind of some goals. So what are some of your goals for, you know, let's start with collecting. what are some of your collecting goals? You know, it doesn't have to be like this year, but just kind of something that you might want to be, you know, focusing on or doing differently. Do you got anything like that?
Yeah, I think we've kind of hinted about it over the past couple weeks as the collection continues to evolve. And you had said, hey man, I'm proud that you are starting to take a more diverse approach to your collection. I'm yep. fully a 6-scale collector at this point. I'm not going back on that anytime soon. And originally, you know, all I had was Star Wars and Marvel. And then I opened it up to that black hole of Game of Thrones, that black hole of, you know, DC. And so now, you know, there's multiple properties that I have. And I think that that gives a very full look. And I'm really excited for when we have that party and most people come over and I always get, hey, let's go downstairs and see the new iteration of the toy room. I want to see what they think about some of the new lines of properties that we have. So I want to continue just to build out a, obviously the Star Wars and Marvel are going to be the main pieces just because those are the ones that are there's the most of, but I would love to have a healthy balance of a lot of different properties represented to where, you know, there's something for everybody when you come to the toy aisle.
Yep. I mean, I like that. That's kind of, I'll piggyback right off of that. I mean, I'm wanting to get more into the 6-scale. I mean, no surprise there. Like everyone's seen it firsthand of how I'm going from 6-inch to 6-scale. Like, I mean, you can,
did you open up that Hannibal yet, by the way?
I did. I don't have them played yet, but you know, I've been playing around with them, and I mean, it's a sweet figure, dude. It's amazing. It's already my favorite like hot toy 6-scale type figure. It's amazing, and because of how amazing it is, not that, you know, my Stormtroopers aren't amazing and some of the Star Wars aren't, but I'm wanting to focus more on non Star Wars, non Marvel, and more, you know, kind of figures that are just, you know, make me happy. I mean, with other franchises. So that Frankensons show that I went to really kind of put a spark in my ass about that, and seeing the Breaking Bad figures, you know, by 3-0, like in person, and some of the Django and Chain figures. And I mean, there's so many. I mean, we talk about it every week, these third party companies and how they're just making amazing figures now, like that Patrick Bateman figure. So I'm wanting to really kind of bolster my ranks in the 6-scale, but of other franchises. So like I want to get some of the Back to the Future figures. I want to get some of the Breaking Bad figures. I might be getting that American Psycho figure. So just kind of more, not necessarily horror, but just other franchises that I'm really into. You know, it'd be awesome to get some of the T2 hot toys. So that's definitely a collecting goal that I'm wanting to focus on. I'm also wanting to, you know, not neglect so much on some of the smaller things like accessory stuff that will make your collection better. And, you know, that's lights and stands, you know, kind of acrylic cases.
Yeah, that's a good point. You put so much money and effort and, you know, resources into the collection. And that's something I've always taken to heart, is that I want to make sure to display them with the proper love and care that they deserve.
Well, and you've definitely been an inspiration for me on that front, because you definitely, I mean, I haven't been to your place obviously, but I've seen enough of your videos and stuff like that. And like, you are like at the top of the curve as far as, you know, making your, your collection's amazing, but like, it looks even much better because of, you know, the lighting, the kind of little details that you add to them, you know.
Yeah, little things like that go a long, long way.
Yeah. So yeah, that's something that I'm wanting to do too, is kind of just give my room a little extra love. I got the Billy cases behind me. I've been thinking about doing, they have the glass door kind of option. So I might not do that with all of them, but I have like, yeah, I have 5 Billy cases. I could probably do that on maybe the kind of corner ones or whatnot. But that's something I'm wanting to do. And then as far as kind of just like what I want to like buy and whatnot, I really want to, you know, put the pedal to the metal on getting after the LJN and Thundercats, the original ones, and G.I. Joe, vintage G.I. Joe. And here's the thing, and I'm going to go on record now, and we can pull the tape. I will not be a fucking completist with the G.I. Joe. I mean,
we'll fucking see.
It got so crazy. Like, basically, when they started getting those, like, Sonic backpacks that had, like, that the sound effects, you push the buttons and stuff like that, that was at the point where I, like, was like, okay, like, I'm not really into, you know, toys as much, you know, whatever, growing up, skateboarding and playing music and whatnot. So I can't see myself going after the stuff that I just never played with. So I'm more interested in cherry picking the stuff that I had and like those first kind of maybe the first six series. So that's something that I'm definitely going to be going after.
And so one of the things I definitely want to try to add into mine as well is I may try to maybe start looking at some statues as well. I'm looking for some of the bigger pieces. When I got Jabba behind me, it just displays so well. I mean, this is technically a 6-scale figure, but I would like to kind of get some more, you know, bigger pieces to kind of build out some things, whether that be vehicles, whether that be some statues. So you never know what could be coming down the pipe.
So are you kind of looking at quarter scale type size statues, or it's more about like what it is than the size, I guess?
It
like
definitely is more of what it is. I don't see any of the quarter scale figures, but then I'd say, oh man, that Darth Vader quarter scale looks good. And I feel like once you get one, then it'll snowball. But once again, all that stuff is very difficult with space, and I have one room that my wife's given me thus far. And so it's kind of, you know, put to the max. So I got to kind of get creative there. So I have room potentially. I was actually thinking about this. That's why I'm kind of in the middle here. I was actually thinking about moving out my desk, moving all these things out, turning this to completely, you know, just a toy sanctuary, and letting her or allowing me to put my like work stuff out here in the living room thing. So, we'll see. I doubt that'll happen because this is crazy. Talk about her collection. She wants to turn this into our upstairs into like an amphibious terrarium. She wants to have like a bunch of snakes and fish tanks and weird stuff. I was like, what in the world?
Let's do it. Yeah.
I mean, but
I'm on board.
I don't like you don't do the pickles. I don't do the snakes as well. But she had snakes growing up and things like that. And she's like, oh, they're so snuggly. You know, let them sleep in the bed. I'm like, I'm not sleeping with a snake in my bed. So either way. So I'm not for sure. Our entire house could turn into a jungle. Who knows?
Couple of iguanas just like walking around.
Yeah, I mean they're scary, man. I mean I don't know. I like furry things that have like nice stuff I can pet. So you can pet a snake, Kevin. I'm like, I don't know about that.
All right. Well, yeah, dude, you're going to turn into a fucking Petco or a
reptile. It's going to be Dr. Doolittle up here.
I like it. But hey, I mean, back to your statue kind of thing. I mean, I think that's what's nice about those 1/10 statues by Iron Studios, because like you and I are both all in on that book of that one with him and Fennec. And that's good. I mean, that's a perfect little size statue.
It's a great starter piece, you know?
Yep. Okay, so what about like with the podcast? Like, what kind of goals do you have in mind on anything you want to do? Like, you know, with
the show? So I've been hinting at it for quite some time and trying to incentivize people to do things and get on board with this. I was like, I'll drink myself to death if I have to. I'll sit there and do crazy things. I'll buy crazy shit if that gets people involved. I'm willing to make that sacrifice because I love our studio audience, but. Okay, this is just a pat ourselves on the back type of thing, and this is not a slam on anybody, but there are plenty of live streams out there and live podcasts that honestly go for like 2-3 hours, and they're boring as hell, they're not fun, and they have hundreds of people on there watching those. So I think it's going to be a word of mouth, and obviously continue to be consistent on that, is that I want to thank you is that I want to go ahead and, you know, build our online audience, because one of the things I love about this streaming is these comments and the interactions. And I would love, you know, to have that kind of be part of the show, to where people are engaging. Someone says something smart ass, we come right back at them for it. And, you know, that sounds fun to me. So I would love to get a healthy live following for us to kind of be engaged with.
Yeah. I mean, I can piggyback off of that for sure. You know, it's been a lot of fun doing this streaming thing, and you know, us getting more and more viewers. I mean, it's gonna take time. I feel like with the with the podcast portion, we kind of hit the ground running. You know, I'm on like a lot of Reddits with like podcasting Reddits, and I felt like we had like pretty decent, you know, downloads and listeners and whatnot right off the bat. And so I kind of thought that, you know, going into YouTube, you know, we would kind of get that same thing. But yeah, I just want to kind of get it going. Like my goal is to, I mean, it's going to be an awesome day when we can get, you know, like a thousand subscribers. I think that's like anyone that has a YouTube account, 1,000 subscribers, that's like a pretty big milestone. So, you know, I'm hoping maybe, you know, year two, we can get there, you know, just with, you know, just our getting our, you know, furthering our reach and whatnot. But yeah, I definitely like to grow that, especially with the live streams. I mean, bullshitting with you know, everyone that comes in on the comments, it's I mean, that's why we do it. I mean, it's a lot of fun, man.
I know. And we love talking. I mean, if we wanted to, you know, we could just text back and forth what we wanted to say, you know, but we wanted to kind of get our opinions out to other people to share those with people and then get the feedback and then kind of build a community. And that's what's been awesome. And speaking of community, I know that we have, you know, a bunch of conferences and not conferences, but cons, conventions and stuff coming up. You know, I want to be able to do part of a podcast, you know, on one of those con stages. And I think that'd be awesome. And I definitely think we got the goods for it. So let's just keep grinding. And, you know, that's definitely something I want to do.
Yeah, same here. I mean, we talk about this, you know, a lot, but, you know, yeah, a convention of some sort would be, you know, a huge deal for, you know, the Toy All podcast. And I just want to do some like live shows with you and I, like, you know, we've talked about getting some trips planned. You know, I'm going to go out to Nashville. You guys can maybe come out here and we don't have to do a convention, but we can just do a live podcast. You know, I'm looking forward to that too. You know, I definitely want to get more, we haven't had a guest in a while, and yeah, I want to do like more, you know, I just want to have some of our friends on and just bullshit with them. But I also want to do like more industry type guests, you know, where we can get to the point where we can have someone, you know, from, you know, NECA or, you know, even like Hasbro. Like it'd be great to have, you know, an industry type, you know, Rolodex of guests. So we're working on networking and, you know, hopefully we can make that happen, getting some guests. But yeah, and then lastly with me, you know, I just want to get more experienced with, you know, just having our sound better, our editing better, and just working out the kinks. You know, our quality can always be a little bit better. Yes, so
I am with you on that, is that I know that you have this badass mic. I love your microphone. I got a new mic, but I'm still not 100% sold on it. So I'm still trying to dial that in as well. So everyone be patient with me here. And yes, Trainwreck, if you want to stir some shit up, I agree. Star Trek does suck.
Oh, dude. I think it was, who was it? Like NECA or someone like me. It wasn't NECA, but it was someone like that. Might've been Super 7. They like teased Star Trek.
It was Playmates.
Was it Playmates? Okay. I was gonna put this in the doc and I forgot about it. Mego dropped like a huge like announcement. They're like, look, you this is the biggest announcement since that we made an announcement that we're like coming back, and Marty is like leading it. It's supposed to be like a huge announcement. I think it's next week. I'm really curious about that. Whenever it breaks, we'll talk about it, but kind of sidebar, but yeah, Mego back. I mean, and I have a shit ton of Mego, dude. I have like all of the horror kind of figures for Mego, but
aren't they the ones that did like a Willy Wonka as well? Because I thought I saw one of those. I saw a Willy Wonka recently and I didn't know who made that.
They're basically like the NECA clothed figures. They're just not nearly as nice, and they're on a card. So I got them kind of over my podcast area right now, but okay. Well, cool. Yeah. I mean, you got any more goals, or should we move on to some stats and kind of wrap it up?
Yeah, I think the bottom line, just our goal is that we want to continue to produce constant, good, fun content. I don't want to, if there ever comes a time where you and I don't enjoy doing this, you know, then it's time for us, you know, to move on. But as of right now, I have fun with you every single week, man. I have fun with the people that we listen to, and it's not a chore for me by any means. It's something I look forward to. So I just want to keep having fun. Let's keep grinding on this thing, and let's build the best damn podcast out there, the best show in the world.
Yeah, man, I agree. And I mean, we won't bore you know, our listeners and whatnot with stats, but you know, I did want to kind of just highlight some things. I mean, Apple's definitely where people are, you know, listening to our show. I mean, Spotify is kind of there too, but the more people seem to be downloading our shows on Apple. We just crossed 8,000 downloads. I mean, that's huge. I mean, the fact that we have that many, you know, people listening to our show. We've had 23 five-star reviews. We've had 7 five-star actual reviews, like leaving us an actual review. So, you know, keep that up. If you guys haven't, you know, left us a review, that would mean the world, you know, if you could leave us a five-star, and even better if you could actually leave us an actual review. It just helps with our reach and whatnot. So, and the other thing, it was 89%. Is of our audience is male, which I thought was pretty cool. You know, that there's, you know, that many
interesting. I didn't know that one.
Girls, non-binary and whatnot that are also listening to our show. So I just kind of figured like, well, you know, it's just going to be mostly guys listening to our show, you know? So I thought that was something, you know, really, really cool and special. So
probably because we're a bunch of sexy beasts and people just want to, you know, get a little bit of some of this. Yeah.
They're just looking at you and you're, you know, seeing if your eyebrow has successfully grown fully back yet.
I'm actually pretty proud that, you know, my wife said that it was going to take 6 months. You know, we're 2 months and it's almost back, baby. It's looking pretty good. Months.
Yeah, it just looks like it might, you know, like someone wouldn't notice that it's like, oh, that guy, like what happened there? It could just be like, oh, well, maybe it's just like a, you know, he's born that way or something like that. I don't know.
It's the trendy thing, man.
So trendy. Yeah, was that Nelly?
I think so, actually, but all the kid, no, he had the Band-Aid, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever.
Nelly had the Band-Aid. Yeah. Well, shit. All right. Well, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, kind of give some shout outs, you know, obviously big shout out to you know, Phil at Old Republic's Collectibles, all of our guests that have been on the show. You know, Jason was even in here. Old Uncle Tim, you know.
Oh yes, I forgot Uncle Tim was a part of that.
Nick, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with all of our guests, and you know, producer Matt's been killing it for us, helping out more ways than one. And you know, I'd like to also kind of shout out our fellow podcasters that you know, one way or another, you know, whether you know they've helped us with giving us some advice or, you know, working together or whatnot, but a big shout out to Sneaker Peak Podcast and the guys, Yes, Have Some, who's also Toy Anxiety. Big shout out, Amazing Nerd Show, Thank Thy Maker, and the Geek Out Show. So, I mean, there's a lot of other shows, but, you know, I wanted to kind of highlight those ones specifically. Yeah, so I mean, we wouldn't really be doing this show if there wasn't other good shows out there that, you know, we liked listening to that made us want to do a podcast as well. So shout out there, boys and girls.
Yeah, and the thing I just wanted to say about this is that, you know, it's an interesting niche that we have, and I think that that's what makes it so fun is that all these other podcasts out there, they're just so. Everyone's got a role to fill, and I'm glad that we have this role to fill, and I hope that we can continue to do that. And so, yeah, I'm just thankful for all the other people that show us love and support.
Yep. It's really awesome. And then, you know, like our listeners and viewers, I mean, we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you guys supporting us. You know, if it's just a repost, you know, or, you know, showing a picture of you listening to our show. I mean, like none of that stuff goes unnoticed. It makes me smile, and it makes Kevin and I, you know, extremely happy that you guys are liking our show. It's cool, man. So thank you guys very much. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, like for real, like it's amazing stuff. And it's great. I'm proud to be part of this community, and we'll you guys keep listening and watching, and we'll keep talking shit and, you know, talking about plastic.
Yeah, we'll talk about plastic, pickles, mustard, whatever we have to keep the people coming in and entertained, man.
All right, well, that's it. And we'll be kind of business as usual next week. So, again, thank you guys very much. And, yeah, happy anniversary to the Toy Isle podcast. Cool shit.
More to come, everybody. Do not miss. Make sure to be subscribed to us on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram. As Dave said, share with us some love and let everyone know that the best damn podcast out in the world is available to hear and stream at their convenience. So thank you, everybody, for your support.
Yep. Well said, man. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you guys next week.